What's up, everyone? I want to tell you about a car that you are going to love. Check it out. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, I love that, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. So let's say you're ready to take the family on a camping trip or something like that. The Santa Fe is perfect for you. You've got all-wheel drive. You can load everyone up in the third row. It's time to start being adventurous, and you need the right car, and that's the Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
Here we go!
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go!
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Let's go!
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
It is mailbag time, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're having a great Saturday. We're recording this Friday afternoon. Welcome, everybody. This is the Fantasy Football Today Road Tour presented by Little Caesars. Pizza for dinner tonight? How about ordering your favorite online from Little Caesars and using Pizza Portal Pickup? It's the latest, greatest, and hottest way to pick up a pizza without even going to the register. I'm Adam Azer. He's Ben Gretsch. Come on down, Ben, winner of Fantasy Feud on Wednesday. What's up, reigning champ?
Yeah! Hey. Should I be like running down the aisle? Woo!
I have some sound effects for that. I guess we could do that, but I wasn't prepared for it. Everything good? You finished your DFS column?
Yeah, everything's good. Good to go. I'm excited. Excited to knock this podcast out and head off for the weekend. It's gonna be a fun weekend.
Oh, you're doing something this weekend?
I'm going to a kid's birthday party. I'm not doing anything that fun.
You said head off.
So what's that?
It said head off to the weekend, so it sounded like you were heading off somewhere.
Oh no. Yeah, no, it's just generally the fact that it will be the weekend sounds fun. And I mean, Sundays are always great. We can watch football all day.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's get to the news and notes. T.Y. Hilton and Marlon Mack are trending in the right direction. If they both play at Kansas City, are they both starts?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a good matchup with the Chiefs.
Juju Smith-Schuster's questionable with a toe injury. So what would the impact be if he misses the game? Would you be like really excited about Deontay Johnson against Baltimore or James Washington?
I would be crazy excited. I also think it's pretty clear that he's going to play. I mean, that's what I've been seeing. So okay.
Does this make you more hesitant to play Juju?
I wouldn't say the toe does necessarily, just because they've said he's probably fine. But there are reasons to be hesitant to play him, certainly. Right.
James Conner says he'll play. Saquon Barkley is out. Damian Williams is in. Sam Darnold is out. Josh Allen has not been cleared yet, but he still could play against Tennessee. Colt McCoy is going to start for Washington, and Terry McLaurin is a game-time decision. And I think you missed your chance to sell McLaurin. Do you think he's going to be good rest of season? I'm so concerned about this team having one of the worst passing offenses in football going forward.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's a legitimate concern. It's definitely a concern with Colt McCoy taking over, because McCoy's like calling card as a quarterback is that he doesn't really throw the ball down the field. He really likes to throw underneath. He targets the tight end position a lot. Obviously, McLaurin's a guy that's been getting down the field, and one of the big reasons he's been so productive has been a lot of air yards and a lot of deep shots, but he's also been pretty productive in the shorter area of the field. He's almost like a T.Y. Hilton, where he's been a downfield option, but also had volume in the intermediate and shorter ranges. I mean, I think he's very good, but yeah, it's not a great quarterback switch. And yeah, it's probably going to be tough in Washington regardless, like you said.
Let's get Jeremy Sprinkle in our lineups then, if Cole McCoy likes that.
Well, Vernon Davis, I saw Heath tweet that, and I was like, Heath.
Oh, really? Oh, I did not see Heath tweet that.
He tweeted it that you could sprinkle him into some DFS.
Well, that's the thing about Heath. I knew he would. I guess I should have known he made some sprinkle pun. Vernon Davis is out this week, and Jeremy Sprinkle will get some targets for Washington. Okay, Jalen Ramsey is out. DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel, how do you feel about them?
Yeah, I feel really good about that. I mean, we just watched Emmanuel Sanders and Cortland Sutton completely gash this Jaguars secondary without Ramsey. I mean, it's easy to think on paper, like we see the Jaguars matchup in our lineup. It's a problem. It's probably a plus matchup without Ramsey.
We have some really interesting pronunciations of the team that plays in Jacksonville.
Oh man, that's one that I see people get mad about, and I'm like, oh, I definitely do that wrong, and I don't think of it, but yeah.
Yeah, you are Jaguars.
Jaguars.
Heath okay. is Jaguars. That one cracks me up.
Jaggers.
Yeah. No, it's Jaguars.
Jaguars.
Ag. Yeah. Jaguars. Like agriculture. Yeah. Jaguars. Yeah.
I'll always get that wrong. Apologies to all the listeners.
Devin Singletary has been practicing, but he is still questionable. Tyreek Hill's out this week. Jarvis Landry's on track to play. Hey, remember a couple weeks ago we were talking, you start Juju Smith-Schuster against San Francisco. I gave you that stat about wide receivers with six or more targets. I've given it basically every day of my life. I wake up and I tell people, six or more targets against the Niners, you're going to do well. So Landry, I'd actually start him. I don't love him, but I'd start him if he plays against the Niners. Tyrell Williams is questionable, and Stephon Diggs may not play. So.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, well, it's not an injury thing. It's, you know, this whole
trade. They might just deactivate him.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they just... Mike Zimmer did not commit to Stephon Diggs playing.
Yeah, it's a very Mike Zimmer thing to not... I mean, he's not a squeaky wheel type. He's a, you know, I'm the boss type.
Right, right. Well, we want to thank you all for your questions on iTunes. Those are so helpful with the 5-star reviews. In our inbox at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Let's get to the show with some start sit from iTunes. This is Justin from a Russian city in Florida. Ooh, St.
Moscow?
St. Petersburg.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. Moscow. I'm a Floridian. Don't worry.
There's one of those in Idaho.
Oh, okay. Gallman or Philip Lindsay in PPR?
I will take Gallman just for the more locked in volume.
Logan from the best town east of the Mississippi, St. Petersburg, Florida. Half PPR league, struggling who to start at my flex. Juju, Gallman, or MVS? Half PPR.
That's a super tough one. Without Adams, I can see the appeal of MVS. I think I'm going to go away from MVS. I'm probably in half PPR just going to play Gallman, even in a bad matchup, knowing that he's going to get a lot of volume. I'd love to play Juju as well, but we don't even know if whether they're going to do the Wildcat thing again, and we don't know how healthy he is.
All right, we're getting a lot of Gallman questions, so let's take a look at Gallman here. Just going to go to my notes. Let's see what running backs are doing against Minnesota. Vikings are giving up 3.8 yards per carry, ninth fewest fantasy points. I'm going to look for running backs who had significant work. Aaron Jones, big game. 23 carries, 116 yards and a touchdown, 4 catches for 34 yards. David Montgomery. This is what I fear. 21 carries for 53 yards, 3 catches for 14 yards. Tariq Cohen also caught a touchdown. Minnesota not as good on the road as they are at home. So I don't know how to feel about Gallman. I would like to avoid him. I think you probably would too.
Yeah, no, I would too. And Golden Tate coming back probably dings us a little bit. But the reasons to like him are he had 7 targets last week. He's involved in both the ground and receiving game. He had 18 carries and John Hillman, the backup, had 10. But I think it was 7 or potentially 8 of Hillman's carries came like – from the midway point of the third and after the Giants won 24-3. I wrote about this in Stealing Signals. Gallman's a lot of Hillman's work came late in that game. Gallman was still playing because they're not deep at running back, but that's when they started to work him in. It was he sprinkled it a couple times earlier in the game, but it was all Gallman through 2.5 quarters. If this is a game where they're losing or even it's more competitive if they do, you know, somehow get ahead, but I expect them to be down. You'd think Gallman would be in there for the majority of the snaps throughout the game, probably get some targets as well in case he doesn't run. So like the David Montgomery thing, you also had Tariq Cohen catching passes in that game. In this scenario, Gallman's probably going to play almost all the running back snaps.
Yeah, so that's the reason I said I don't know how to think about him, how to feel about him is I don't know what his – passing game work's going to be. Wayne Gallman had 6 catches for 55 yards and a touchdown against the Redskins. And like even Saquon Barkley wasn't doing that. So I guess.
He's been a good receiver. I mean, he played a little bit couple of years ago and had some good receiving lines.
3 in a row. I think he had like 3 games in a row with like 4 or 5 catches.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I could buy into that. I could buy into the game script being good for him to catch some balls. Okay, back to the iTunes questions here. Ben from a small town in Minnesota.
Duluth?
St. Petersburg. Start two. Mixon, Montgomery, Eckler, and Gallman.
So this is tough because I just mentioned I like Gallman, but Gallman's got a tough matchup. He's actually going to be last on my list here. Montgomery's Jamie's start of the week, and I love the faith in him, but I'm a little concerned. We also just got a report before we jumped on the air here that Anthony Lynn said he doesn't feel any need to rush back Melvin Gordon, and Austin Eckler's been playing so well that he can continue to use him as a lead back. And the way that Eckler gets the high-value touches I'm always talking about, the receptions and the red zone work, and Gordon may play in the red zone. That might be specifically where he plays because Eckler's had some fumble issues. But just the fact that we know Eckler's going to be so involved in the passing game, has a pretty good matchup, I think I would have a hard time benching Eckler. And then this is, for me, Mixon is very similar to David Montgomery, where he's a guy who's been struggling a lot but is in a really great spot as well going up against Arizona. I could definitely see this be a game where the Bengals really try to get Mixon going, especially after Andy Dalton took so many hits last week. I believe it was 8 sacks. So I actually am going to go – I'm pretty high on Mixon. I wrote him up in my DFS article. I'm going to go Mixon and Eckler here. It's not because I don't like Montgomery, but I just feel a little better about those two.
And from Cheetos, Devontae Freeman or Deontay Johnson in the flex?
I think you got to go Freeman. Johnson's been great the last couple weeks, but like you can't trust Mason Rudolph.
Anthony from Detroit, Damian Williams, start or sit?
I guess that depends.
Who are we starting him for?
No, I mean, I think yeah, we don't know like for certain he's going to play, and they're on Sunday Night Football, which is a little bit tricky. If I didn't have any great options, I'd be willing to play him for sure, though, because I do expect he'll come back, and I don't think like Daryl Williams, who's been playing ahead of Damian, will like stay in a role. I think Damian's going to come back and get that role back pretty much. So that's kind of my expectation, but it's uncertain. He could get eased back in too. I'd play him in a PPR league, especially because I'd expect him in that route running role alongside McCoy if I needed to, but I'd probably want to see a week.
And pick a wide receiver, T.Y. Hilton, Tyler Boyd, or Josh Gordon.
Oh, I'm going to go Boyd. Same thing with the Cardinals. I mean, there's a lot of DFS hype for Tyler Eifert and Auden Tate, who are some cheap options this week, but I also think the Bengals could just feed Boyd. I mean, again, the Cardinals can't stop anything.
Jeremy from Las Vegas, pick two. Cortland Sutton, D.D. Westbrook, Golden Tate, Auden Tate, and D.J. Moore.
I will take Moore and Sutton.
I will take Sutton and I think Auden Tate.
Over DJ Moore.
He's got 7 targets in 2 games with Kyle Allen.
Yeah, but Jalen Ramsey's out.
Yeah, but Jalen, like, but Kyle Allen's in. Well, definitely Sutton. Sutton for sure. And then, yeah, for me, it would be either Moore or Auden Tate. From Wake Up 23, dear Gary, Mooncake, Kevin, and Hugh. And apparently I am Kevin, so I'm going to have to look this up. But 2 wide receivers and a flex, PPR. Oh no, I don't have the rest of this. Thielen, Marquise Brown. Oh no, I didn't put the whole email in. All right,
I'll
find it.
You have 2 wide receivers, so I'll take Thielen and Marquise Brown.
Okay, I'll find the rest. I'll find the rest. Some trades to get to. Aaron in a South Carolina suburb of Charlotte. South Carolina suburb of Charlotte.
Oh, because it's right on the border.
Yeah, how about that? All right, whatever. St. Petersburg. I get Chris Carson and Hooper. Carson and Hooper for Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, that's an A.
Okay. Yeah, we hate quarterbacks.
I mean, if you're getting Chris Carson got a ton of work last night. I mean, if you're getting a running back that's just a starting running back for a quarterback, it's an A.
Two nights ago.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
Saturday.
Yeah, wink. Colin in a city north of Detroit. 12-man Ontario. Somewhere in Canada. 12-team half PPR. I have McCaffrey, Henry, and James White. I have Beckham, A.J. Green, D.J. Moore, D.J. Chark, and Beasley. Should I trade A.J. Green and Derrick Henry for Todd Gurley? That would give him Beckham, D.J. Moore, Chark, and Beasley at wide receiver.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I mean, you can't have a lot of optimism about AJ Green the rest of the way. I think his value has fallen. And typically with injured, what's that?
Why?
Because we're getting a lot of bad reports that it's like going to take longer than we expect. Typically with injured guys, as time goes along, I think that happens, that people are like, oh, we haven't seen him play for a long time, and his value falls. And I always say that's wrong. I think his value, guy's value shouldn't fall because he's had more time to heal, and it's usually a good time to buy around now. But with Green, we keep hearing like later and later dates, and like they already ruled him out for this weekend early in the week and like multiple more weeks. And he was supposed to be back probably by now when he was initially injured. There just seems to be a lot of weird stuff going on there, and I'm not real comfortable with that. But I also am like, okay, I don't really like Derrick Henry, but how much of an upgrade is Todd Gurley over Derrick Henry? I think he's a pretty significant upgrade. He played a lot of snaps last week on just 3 days rest after playing a lot of snaps, or excuse me, this week, 2 days ago on Thursday, on 3 days rest after playing a lot of snaps on Sunday. So they don't seem to have a lot of volume concerns for him. But I mean, I just don't know if he's like, I think I would take Gurley in this trade, but it's just like Derrick Henry's not, like, has some value.
Okay.
I mean, it has plenty of value, obviously, but right. He's just a guy I don't love for the high value touches. But I don't know, Green and Henry for Gurley, and basically what I'm saying is I don't really feel great about any player in this trade, so it's a hard thing for me to judge.
Okay, all right, I guess it just comes down to the running backs then, I suppose. Let's see what we got here from no name on this. Hey, Lincoln, Bob, Barry, and Bud. Gosh, I don't know. 14-team PPR league. I have Carson, Chubb, Eckler, and Ronald Jones, and Jalen Samuels.
Those are Oklahoma head coaches. Oh. Barry Switzer, Lincoln Riley,
Bob Stoops, and Bud Wilkerson.
Okay, what do you got? 14-team PPR league.
Gave up James Conner and John Brown, got Cooper Kupp.
Gave up Conner and Brown, got Kupp. I think that's a little bit of an overtrade, but I mean, Kupp's obviously smashing. It's really hard to knock it too much.
And finally, hey, Stan, Kyle, Eric, and Kenny.
That's South Park.
Wouldn't it be fun if they made South Parks and Recreation? They combine the shows, a little crossover.
How would that look?
It'd be animated.
It'd be an animated version of Parks and Rec?
Yeah, but you've seen they can put animated characters in real shows.
They would just like walk around in the real show?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
I like it. Yeah. That's a good crossover idea.
I'm 1-3 in the league I care most about. I was just offered this trade. I'd get Gordon and Eckler, Carson Wentz, and Marvin Jones. So Wentz, the two Chargers running backs, and Marvin Jones. I'd give up Wilson, Julio Jones, and David Montgomery. Should I take it?
I wouldn't. I mean, it's
so don't.
Gordon and Eckler are like, you could feasibly use them both, but like you just to go down from Julio Jones down to Marvin Jones is a pretty big drop off. If you need running backs, I think you could say, yeah, you're giving up David Montgomery, you're getting Melvin Gordon and Eckler. I think the Wilson and Wentz swap is pretty much a wash. But if you need receivers more, then I would want to keep Julio Jones. But yeah, overall, I think I would probably just take the Julio side.
Back to Wake Up 23 and his Gary Mooncake, Kevin, and Hugh, which is Final Space, which I've never seen. It looks interesting.
What was it called?
Final Space. It's a cartoon.
Yeah, I haven't heard of it.
Final Space. What can we... Office Space. Could cross over with the characters from Office Space. We're making really good ideas here. So the question was, pick two wide receivers and a flex PPR. Thielen, Marquise Brown, Cole Beasley, Dorsett. So I guess sit one.
I'll sit
Beasley. Sit Beasley.
Beasley.
Yeah, that's an easy one. I'll tell you what else is easy. Lightstream.com. Very, very easy website to use and very, very helpful. What you're going to do is go to lightstream.com/FFT, LightStream.com/FFT, and you're going to get a special interest rate. And what this website is for people who have balances on their credit cards, and you know the APRs can be crazy. So you're paying so much more, and not only what you owe, but what you're paying in interest. But You can take control of your bills with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. You can get peace of mind knowing you're saving money with an interest rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. We're not talking about 20% or more. We're talking 5.95% APR with AutoPay. LightStream believes you deserve a fair, fast, and easy way to pay off your credit card balances. You can get a fixed-rate loan from $5,000 to $100,000. You're going to pay far less in interest and nothing in fees. It's really easy to apply online. And you can get your money as soon as the day you apply. So go to lightstream.com/FFT. Get a special interest rate discount when you apply. It's already a low interest rate, and you'll get a discount. Lightstream.com/FFT. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/FFT for more information. Let's regulate, baby. Eric in Oregon. I'm the league manager, and since we switched to a decimal point system, I did away with tiebreakers, thinking a tie would never happen with decimals. Well, it did this past week, 180.4 to 180.4. Are ties okay, or should I reinstate the... missed it. The tiebreakers.
Ties are fine. I mean, you definitely should have decimal point, and you'll run into them every, 5 years.
Yeah, ties are fine. No big deal. And that one has been regulated. Next one from Jason. I'm the commission of 12-team standard league. Previously, it had been an office-only league, but since there wasn't enough interest, I took the league private this year. The commissioner from a different league I played in joined, and now he's ripping off my old boss. Old boss gives up DeAndre Hopkins. Other league commish gives up Peyton Barber and DJ Chark. I talked to the other league commission. He tried to convince me that the trade is fair and even because old boss has Ronald Jones and is getting the handcuff. The trade is massively lopsided. Hopkins for Barber and Chark. So how can the other league commish deny that? He has been playing fantasy for years. Meanwhile, my old boss is just a casual fantasy and NFL fan. Do I go to my old boss and try to explain he is getting fleeced? Regulate.
No, you don't go to your old boss and try to explain that he's getting fleeced. He's getting fleeced, but that's what happens sometimes in fantasy trades. What you do, since you think that, you need a regulating, you need us to regulate on just a normal run-of-the-mill lopsided trade. For all we know, DJ Chark could be a wide receiver one the rest of the year. Is I think you have to make the other league commish the new commish, because I think he's totally right here and you're totally wrong.
Oh, you're giving up? No, that's crazy. I think old other commish, like that is such crap. You can get away with that, but really, like you're really going to do that? You're going to ruin the integrity? It's about integrity. The integrity of the league, Ben. It's at stake. That's a terrible
trade. So you're on the side of our listener here.
I mean, I'm on the side that like it shouldn't happen, but I wouldn't do anything about it.
Yeah, you know what? If I was in this league, I would be really annoyed.
Yeah, of course.
I still, like, there's nothing you can do about it.
Okay.
You should definitely tell your old boss he's getting fleeced, actually, in hindsight, and just to, like, make fun of him. But there's nothing you can do about it. The trade's a trade.
If it were your current boss, though, I would tell him he's getting fleeced. But, that has been regulated. One more here. This is a 10-team, two-quarterback, non-PPR league. At the end of week 3, I offered another league member a trade. I give up Matt Ryan for Leonard Fournette. Remember, it's two quarterbacks, non-PPR. He responded that he would do the trade. He'd give up Fournette for Ryan, but he wanted to wait a week because he liked his quarterback matchups that week, and he had Le'Veon Bell on a bye week, so he needed Fournette. So I said, no problem. As long as there are no injuries, we can go through with the trade, and he agreed. Fast forward to Fournette's breakout performance and a subpar performance from Matt Ryan, and the trade was vetoed by the other owners. I asked the trade partner about his situation. He said that, yes, the trade was not ideal for him anymore, but he is a man of his word, and he would be happy to go through with the trade. So I brought the text message evidence of us determining the trade situation the previous week. This helped convince a few owners to not veto the trade, but there still are 4, enough to veto it, that are hell-bent on making the trade not happen as they determine the trade is not fair. Matt Ryan for Leonard Fournette in a 2-quarterback league. The difficult part is that I am the commissioner. And if I force the trade, it makes it seem very unfair and biased. If it was someone else, I had evidence that the trade details were determined earlier, I would just force it and no problem. What do I do in this situation? Do I take my medicine and not go through with the trade, or do I force it anyway and say, screw the rest of the guys, I'm making this happen?
I mean, this is a really unenviable situation to be in as a commissioner, because you always want to do what's fair, but it's like the hardest situation is trying to figure out when you know that like your situation, like the fairest thing benefits you, is figuring out how to do that, but without like, even if you're just trying to be fair, you're not trying to like tip the scales towards yourself. It's figuring out how to do that without making it seem like you're tipping the scales towards yourself. This is a very obvious situation where this trade should go through.
Yes. So listen, this is what you should do.
I don't love the whole make the trade the week before thing, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with that. I've done that before. You know, you make the trade, you say, hey, as long as there are no injuries, sure, let's do it next week. I'm fine with that. Come on, Ben, lighten up. But what I would tell you to do, Kamish, is play this podcast for your league and tell them that the regulator said this trade goes through. It's completely fine. Don't overreact to 1 week. It's ridiculous.
And there's one more thing we have to mention here, that while you're playing this for your league, your rule that four owners is enough to veto a trade is absolutely ludicrous.
That's a lot of owners.
I mean, if you want to vote on vetoes, it needs to be like 70% of the league. This needs to be worse than like the Senate.
Okay. All right. So this trade is going through, and you tell your friends that if they have the problem with it, they can come talk to the regulators. Also tell your friends that they have the opportunity to win $1 million. We all want to do that. You can do that on CBSSports.com with our Parlay Pick'em with CBS Sports. You download the CBS Sports app or go to CBSSports.com/parlay. And I still have the music playing. Gee, shut up, Nate Dogg, Warren G. Submit your parlay card at CBSSports.com/parlay. Once you're done, you're immediately in contention for big-time cash prizes, including the chance at $1 million if you hit the perfect parlay. And you don't have to hit it big to get a big payday. You'll earn points for every correct parlay with $10,000 on the line for the season champ. You can start a buddy group by inviting friends. This is fun. Just pick some games. Get on there. Go to the CBS Sports app or CBSSports.com/parlay. P-A-R-L-A-Y. Also, Ask SFFT is our hashtag this weekend. Hashtag Ask FFT. If we are the number one trending hashtag, you'll all get a present. You know, we'll mail you a piece of cake, something like that. We'll figure it out. But no, seriously, help us get it trending. Hashtag Ask FFT.
We're just going to buy one of those really big cakes and then cut a bunch of pieces and mail them out to everyone.
What's your cake preference? It's your birthday. Somebody says, I'll get you a cake. What do you want? What's your answer?
It's pretty funny because I'm not a cake guy. And I know that's weird, but my wife loves cake. Like, she'll go to like Whole Foods and just buy a slice of cake and like have it for dessert by herself.
Well, good for her.
I am not a cake guy. But yeah, I mean, if I had to choose something, it'd be one of those like fruit flavored, like layered ones that has like the fruit flavored stuff in the inside and like actual fruit in it too, probably.
Are you going to have that with your Werther's Original in a a tray on your coffee table? Like,
look,
that's
I'm
awful.
An old man. What can I say?
Yes, apparently you are. Well, when your grandkids want cake, I hope you get them something better than that. All right, let's go to the emails at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
What do you have for cake that's so much better?
Ice cream cake.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, ice cream cake.
That's your only good take.
Ben and Jerry's ice cream cakes are...
ice cream cakes are really good. I don't know why I wasn't thinking of that. I haven't had one of those in a really long time, but they are very good.
I like ice cream cake with the crunchies in the middle, like a Fudgy the Whale at Carvel.
I don't even know what that is, but yeah, like, you get out there. You mean like cookies and cream, like something?
No. So it'd have like, you've had it before, right? It's got vanilla ice cream, maybe on top, chocolate ice cream on the bottom. And in the middle, there are those like cookie crunchies.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know what you're talking about.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. They're wonderful. Okay. Here's a trade from Sean. Give up Cortland Sutton, get Jarvis Landry.
What's the, we're grading this. It's a C. You said C's average?
Yeah, C's average.
I'm fine with Landry. I also really like Sutton. Liked him as a breakout candidate. Had him in my breakout receivers article this offseason, and I'm not like trying to sell high on him. I think he's good.
All right, so it's a C. From Jimmy, dear Emmanuel, Miles, and Colonel.
Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah.
The Sanderses.
That's right. I wanted to propose the insultometer for how insulting a trade is. Adam, this is not a prod at you, I promise. Rate the following trade on the insultometer, 1 being not offensive, 10 being totally offensive. I was offered in a non-PPR dynasty league Tyler Boyd for my George Kittle. What is that on the insultometer in a non-PPR dynasty league? Boyd for Kittle.
A 1?
Yeah, that's what I was like, this is not a bad trade. I mean, I would rather.
Why are we
have
even instituting an insultometer for a very balanced offer?
I think in a non-PPR league, Kittle's clearly more valuable than Boyd to me.
Boyd's young, though, and good. Very good.
Yeah, so is Kittle, and he plays the premium position. Like, I definitely wouldn't take the trade. But you can't be insulted by
insulting.
This.
It's not insulting. Right, exactly. You can decline a trade and still not be insulted by it. This is not a trade that should insult you in any kind of way.
It's not a 1 on the insultometer. It's a 0. From
it's a 0.
Andrew. Give up. Oh, no. This is just a which side would you rather have? Mark Andrews and James Conner or George Kittle and Le'Veon Bell? Andrews
George
and
Kittle and Le'Veon Bell. I'll take both the tight end and the running back on that side.
Someone dropped TJ Hockenson. This is from Rich. Is he a better option rest of season than Chris Herndon?
No. I mean, he's not. I've been talking big about Herndon all during his suspension. I'm excited for him to come back. We know that the Jets, and this is something I've mentioned on a couple other shows as well, though, but we know that they're playing really concentrated with their main skill positions. They're all playing like 90% plus snap shares. It's something Adam Gase did in Miami a lot. That's really good for fantasy. It's something we don't think a lot about, but teams that cycle in their backups for 25% of the snaps, those guys don't have value, but they do cut into the ceilings of the starters. It's a big reason why I just mentioned I really like Le'Veon Bell. I think he's a good buy low right now. And I think Herndon, when he comes back, if he's going to be playing 90% plus snaps, there's not a lot of tight ends that do that. And Sam Darnold's going to be back. They should be a little bit better when Darnold's back eventually. I like Herndon quite a bit. He's an upside play for me. I don't hate Hockenson. I think he's probably now fallen off more than he was overvalued after week 1, but I thought he was overvalued then, and we just need to find this happy middle ground. But Herndon's clearly ahead of him.
Yeah, I don't know if he's clearly ahead of him. I don't know. I like Hockenson. Hockenson's a top 10 pick. Hockenson is a big time prospect. You know, Herndon wasn't. So
yeah, but rookie tight ends have a tough time producing.
They do.
Herndon, as a rookie last year, was very productive. He's already shown a lot of production.
Ryan from Parker, Colorado. Give up Kenny Golladay. Get Julian Edelman.
Another C.
All about format for me.
Probably C-. I'd probably take Golladay in that. The other one was probably a C-, too. I would have probably taken Sutton over Landry, but they're pretty even trades, both of them.
I'll tell you why I'd rather have Edelman in PPR. Golladay has the Vikings twice, the Bears once, because I think he gets them in week 17. No, he gets Green Bay in week 17. He's got the Bears twice, the Vikings twice, the Packers once, because he gets them in week 17. They have good cornerbacks. He has Dallas. He has Denver in week 16. So I it's not that I don't like Golladay, but I think that's why I would take Edelman over him.
Sure.
All right. From Adam, give Emmanuel Sanders, get DK Metcalf and Carlos Hyde.
Who cares?
What?
I'll give it. I mean, it feels like moving around deck chairs on the Titanic. Carlos Hyde's not going to make a difference. DK Metcalf is an upside play that I like, but is, you know, he's a flex play at best, and I'm not real high on Emmanuel Sanders either.
If this were give Cortland Sutton, get DK Metcalf and Carlos Hyde, you'd be like, F.
Yes.
So that's how I feel about this because
you like Emmanuel Sanders more than Sutton. That's
no,
fair.
No, I don't necessarily. I value them pretty evenly, but Metcalf and Hyde are guys who are, I guess, good sell high guys because you're not going to be able to rely on them rest of season, especially in PPR. Neither of them are going to catch a lot of balls. So this is a terrible trade. Don't do it. From Jason, I'm 4-0, looking to strengthen my running backs. I give up Eckler and Hopkins. Ooh. I get Barkley and Robbie Anderson.
I mean, if you're looking to strengthen your running back position, you obviously accomplished that by going from Eckler to Barkley. from a like purely value standpoint, I don't really hate it either. Robbie Anderson, another Jet. Obviously, I was, you know, just saying that he's going to play a ton. And when Darnold comes back, if Darnold plays as well as he did in the preseason, there's plenty of upside there. You know, I'd probably still take Eckler over Anderson in a vacuum. But I would probably take Barkley over Hopkins in a vacuum to kind of put them on like to compare the similar valued players. So that gives me the Barkley and Anderson side. I'm leaning more that way, but okay, that's what he got. So yeah, B for him.
This is from Nick in a beach city near or in Los Angeles. Let's go Santa Monica. I heard the song Santa Monica on Lithium yesterday. It was awesome. One of my favorite songs. You know that song, Santa Monica by Everclear?
It's not common to me right now, but I know of it.
They're a West Coast band, man. You should know them.
Yeah. I mean, I'm very familiar with Everclear, but
it's like their biggest hit.
Okay, I know of them. I shouldn't act like I actually listened to them.
I was offered Adam Thielen for LeSean McCoy and Matt Breida in a half PPR league. Thielen for my McCoy and Breida. He still has Fournette and Lindsey. Doesn't really have great running backs, though. I'm not sure I'd do this.
I don't think I would do it either. I actually think McCoy has quite a bit of staying power as the lead running back. I mean, I mentioned already, I think Damian Williams is probably still going to play, but like, there's a lot of running back value in Kansas City. There's enough for two backs to be good.
All right, finally. Oh, sorry, Ben. This is from Matthew. My quarterback is Rivers. I was offered Lamar Jackson and LeSean McCoy for my Alvin Kamara.
Well, there you go. We were just talking about McCoy having value, but I wouldn't do this.
Well, I would order a pizza tonight, and I would get it from Little Caesars. And if you are ordering a pizza online, you are missing out if you're not using Pizza Portal Pickup. What is Pizza Portal Pickup from Little Caesars? It's like getting a pizza right out of the oven yourself. You walk in, you enter a code on the portal, a door opens, and you're off with your favorite pizza. And whatever pizza you order, it'll have crazy, crazy amounts of toppings. It's fun. Give it a try, but it's only available at Little Caesars Pizza Pizza. And we finish off today's show with some start or sit from the inbox from fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. This is from Kyle. Austin Eckler, I'm playing him. Pick another one for my flex. Melvin Gordon, Eric Ebron, Emmanuel Sanders.
Wow. Because we don't really know what's going to happen with Gordon. I think you can go with Sanders. I don't know. I'm going to let you answer it because you feel a lot more conviction about Emmanuel Sanders.
I'm not going with Ebron, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is where it's tough because like I think I want to say Sanders, but I wouldn't. I feel like they are going to have a lot of production between Eckler and Gordon, so I wouldn't mind starting both of them. So I would say this: non PPR, I'd go Gordon. Half or full, I'd go Sanders. And if there are more reports about a reduced role for Gordon, then just go with Sanders. From Pam, PPR league here. Please rank my awful running back matchups for this week and tell me which two you'd start. Josh Jacobs against Chicago, Philip Lindsay at the Chargers. Not an awful matchup. Chris Thompson against New England. Also, for him, not an awful matchup, I'd say. Ronald Jones at New Orleans. That's awful. So pick two, Jacobs, Lindsay, Chris Thompson, Ronald Jones.
Yeah, Lindsay. Probably Lindsay and Jacobs. She asked us to rank the matchups, and Jacobs' matchup is the worst. But I think I would still play him.
I would go with Lindsay and Thompson. It's PPR.
Yeah, I mean, Thompson, yeah, you're hoping for those receptions late. And it could happen with Colt McCoy at quarterback. And look, I can't get out of this question without talking about Ronald Jones. He's amazing, and he's probably going to score 1,000 points.
It's such a shame that this matchup's so tough, but
it's tough because he's in a tough road matchup as a road underdog. They might not need to run a lot this week. He's not done enough in the pass game. I want to wait another week on him.
And Pam also wants to know Allen Robinson or Will Fuller.
Oh, that's tough because we do love Fuller's matchup this week. He's probably going to go off, but I also really like Robinson. Oakland's not good, and Robinson's been kind of their main option. But you know what? With Chase Daniel at quarterback, I think they're going to be pretty conservative. I think I would play Fuller, like just for the upside potential.
Okay.
The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
Ready for some rapid fire here?
Yeah.
From Max, half PPR, Boyd or Mixon?
Gonna go rapid fire. I like them both. Half? I mean, if it was standard, I think I would take Mixon easy. If it was full, I think I would take Boyd. I'll take Mixon and half.
From Garrett, Dak or Jameis? 4 point per passing.
I'm gonna go Jameis. I think with the Packers being so bad against the run and very good against the pass, and also with Tyron Smith being out, which as a left tackle, he's more of a hit to the passing game than the run game probably. I think we're gonna see Dallas run.
I do think if Kevin King does not play for Green Bay, and he's unlikely to play, according to a report 20 minutes ago, on Friday afternoon. So I'm just going to say King, that changes things. He's their best corner. He's going to make things easier for...
He's still got his left tackle. And he's not been as good without Tyron Smith. He has one good game. If you're looking at like splits, he has one good game. It was week 17 last year, but Smith's missed 3 games each of the last 2 seasons. And I think in the other 5 games, other than that week 17 game against the Giants, Dak has not had a very high ceiling in those other 5 games.
Okay. I don't know if King is their best cornerback, but I do think
Jair Alexander's considered
King
a little better.
King was pretty much shadowing Alshon Jeffrey, as I recall. You might know that better than I would in week 4. So I thought that would be the guy that would get on Cooper. Anyway, all right, just go with Jameis, whatever. From Sean, pick 2. PPR, Mixon, McCoy, Allen Robinson, Jalen Samuels.
He adds, if Connor doesn't play. If Connor doesn't play, you play Samuels for sure, but I think Connor's going to play. And assuming Connor plays, for me it's Mixon and Robin. Oh, probably Mixon and McCoy.
From Curtis, standard scoring league, Eckler or Montgomery?
In standard, I guess I'll go Montgomery. He is Jamie's start of the week.
From Mitch in Toronto.
That's tough, though. We know that we now have this report that Gordon's not going to play a ton, so it's tough.
Mitch in Toronto. Hey, Clooney, Affleck, Bale, Kilmer, and Keaton. Those are my doppelgangers.
Batman's.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. 10-team PPR. I need 2. Josh Gordon, Darrell Williams, Jordan Howard, DeMarcus Robinson, John Brown, and Calvin Ridley.
Can I just thank Mitch from Toronto for putting 5 names in the thing? He had one for me. I must be Ben Affleck.
fine, I'll be Clooney.
All right. okay, fine. I'll be the guy that was like named sexiest man in America like 50 times.
When was Ben Affleck Batman? I don't know. Oh, in Batman.
Just recently
Superman.
In like a Batman and Superman movie or something?
With Jesse Eisenberg, Jamie's cousin. Did you know Jesse Eisenberg is Jamie's cousin?
I did know that.
Yeah.
We need 2 flex here. 10-team PPR. We got Josh Gordon. Darrell Williams is not an option. Jordan Howard, I don't love. DeMarcus Robinson. Tyreek Hill's going to be out again. Don't love it. John Brown, Calvin Ridley. I'm going to play Gordon and John Brown, probably.
Really? Okay.
Who are you liking?
Well, Gordon for sure. I wasn't going to go John Brown because it could be Matt Barkley, and Tennessee's good anyway.
Sure.
I was going to go with Jordan Howard or Ridley. It's PPR. I just think Howard's going to score against the Jets.
Yeah, I think Ridley's I'm going to change mine to Ridley and Gordon, but you can say Gordon and Howard.
No, I'll go Ridley. All right, this is from Adam. Jalen Samuels, John Brown, or Curtis Samuel?
Curtis Samuel. You just got me off John Brown pretty easy.
Matt from Nashville, half PPR. Josh Gordon or Aaron Jones?
Oh. Is Jamal Williams back from this concussion?
He did not practice on Friday.
I think you got to go with Jones. In a half PPR, we just don't know about Gordon's volume, but I do like Gordon this week.
Yeah, I know. This is a tough question, actually. Jamal Williams. Oh, Jamal Williams is out. He's out this week. So you
got to assume Jones is going to get plenty of work. I mean, I Absolutely. Think you probably got to go with Jones.
Roman, Lamar Jackson or Carson Wentz?
Jackson.
From Jathan.
Always Jackson.
PPR, RB2 and a flex. Marlon Mack, Montgomery, Miles Sanders, Darren Waller.
Ooh. RB2 and a flex. I
I'm starting Mac.
I just don't
Mac
like the matchup
plays
for Waller, and I wouldn't want to start him over a running back. So for me, it's Mac if active and Montgomery. Montgomery's in here, and then it's Mac. If Mac's not active, it's Waller.
From Devin, Eckler and Gordon over Ridley.
No, let's go Eckler and Ridley.
And Sean, finally, PPR league, two running backs and a flex. James Conner, Sony Michel, Wayne Gallman, Miles Sanders, Tevin Coleman, Josh Gordon, Tyrell Williams. All right, this is easy. No, the
you Conner, need two running backs and a flex. So James Conner,
and
Conner
Gordon
Wayne
easy.
Gallman, and his flex is Josh Gordon. Tyrell Williams is banged up.
Yeah, Josh Gordon for sure. Conner for sure. And then you're going Gallman?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that works, man.
Who are you thinking? Sonny Michel?
No, Well, again, I think Sony Michel is going to score. But if he doesn't, you're in so much trouble.
Yeah.
I go Gallman over Michel. You convinced me on Gallman.
Yeah, he's going to get some volume.
Thanks, Ben. Get yourself some ice cream cake, will you?
Thank you. I will.
Go Cougars, right?
No, no.
Sorry, go Huskies is what I meant.
Go Huskies.
There you go.
Go Dawgs.
That's Ben Gretsch. I'm Adam Azer. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you Saturday night with the radio show, Sunday night with the recap here on the podcast. Enjoy your week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.